not knowing everything that she needed to know about the economy and about job creation and other things. And so
when she really took the administration, well, the Fed chairman Bernanke to task for this stimulus plan that he's put in place.
That's right. Quantitative easing, which, you know, neither you nor I nor maybe a lot of people knew, you know, what that was.
Pop quiz me.
No, I won't. But essentially, what she said is that this policy that the Fed may be embarking on soon is dangerous. She believes it leads to inflation, and she said that it's already starting to happen. And her quote in a speech that she gave on Monday, I believe, was, "Everyone who ever goes out shopping for groceries knows that prices have risen significantly over the past year or so." Well, the Wall Street Journal, one of their writers, wrote a kind of a counterpoint piece yesterday saying that government statistics show that inflation on grocery prices so far this year is the slowest on record, and that really isn't an issue. But Palin has sparred with that writer, saying that she cited an article by the Journal itself last week that said that that an inflationary tide is beginning to ripple through America's supermarkets. And then she added on her Facebook page, quote, "Even humble folks like me can read the newspaper. I'm surprised a prestigious reporter for the Wall Street Journal doesn't." And then they countered back, saying that this is still the tamest year of food pricing in nearly two decades. So it's a back and forth between Sarah Palin and the Wall Street Journal. Now, you know, one analyst, Dana Milbank from the Washington Post, told us that Palin is perceived as being, you know, a little bit weak on the economy, but also being very popular and charismatic. So, you know, she can build up her bona fides this way as a policy wonk and someone who actually does know the nuances of the economy. So it's kind of a little bit of speculation as to whether she's doing this to maybe lay the groundwork for a run later. You know, we get into that weekly business just about every other day or week.
There's only two years left, so we got to cover presidential politics already.
That's right. That's right. But she was hinting that she's going to do that again in other speeches. So you can look for more of this from Sarah Palin. I mean, she does want to, I guess, come across as someone who grasps some of the more difficult issues. And when someone who's thought of as a prospective candidate does that, you can kind of see where the motivation may lie.
And the other story you've been covering, and it's a dramatic shift from politics to national security, and I'm going to let you say his name so I don't have to, but this militant who actually has U.S. ties.
Oh, more than that. He's a U.S. citizen, Anwar al-Awlaki, born in New Mexico and educated in the U.S., and someone who certainly grasps the pull and the intricacies of the American media. What he has done this week is he has issued a message that was posted on Islamic websites, and his quote there is to radical, you know, militants and others who are thinking of joining Al Qaeda or sending or launching any attacks against Americans. You know, in some cases they seek some kind of sanction from a religious figure who they might know or someone like that. Well, Anwar al-Awlaki has said, "Don't seek permission when it comes to killing Americans. You don't need any religious edict or prayer or guidance." He says the Americans are, quote, "the party of the devil, and fighting them is a personal duty." That is ominous because he is widely considered to be a very dangerous figure. He has known links, according to U.S. intelligence, to the Fort Hood shooter and to the Christmas Day bombing attempt. He is considered by U.S. officials to be an operational figure in Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and that is a very dangerous thing in and of itself. They're the group that's linked to this recent bomb plot to place bombs in U.S.-bound cargo. So this is a very serious thing coming from this guy. Now, I asked Peter Bergen, our national security expert, you know, does this signify maybe an attack coming? And he said he doesn't think so, but what is serious about it is that, you know, a lot of these militants do seek some kind of sanction before they launch attacks. And when this guy gives them this blanket sanction to do something like this, that's not a good thing.